The sun has set, the air is cold, something moves beyond the clearing. A faint whisper, a heavy footstep, something's getting close. But have no fear, you should be safe, the campfire is going strong. Gather around, but be warned, they come before dawn.
Hello dear listeners, and welcome to They Come Before Dawn. I am your host Lawrence.
And I am your co-host Ray.
And welcome to episode zero. Episode zero. What's the purpose of episode zero?
To get to know each other.
We know each other.
Get to know. Oh, really?
Yeah, we know each other. We know each other.
Who exactly are you?
I don't think that's any of your business. The purpose of episode zero is a sort of an introduction to the podcast to make sure that the listeners get to know us before episode one.
Yes, indeed.
It's more of a lighthearted episode before everything gets more serious.
Oh, but who's to say that this is not going to be very serious?
Well, it's probably going to be a bit serious, but we're not choosing any topics today. We made a list of a few questions that anyone who starts listening to our podcast might have. And let's be honest, it's also questions that we have for each other. Mm-hmm. We just decided to write it down, to answer the questions, and perhaps it could be interesting.
Indeed. So stay tuned, because it's not because this is an intro or, you know, getting to know each other, that this won't be about spooky stuff. So, who are we? My name is Ray. I am your co-host to They Come Before Dawn. I am currently 27 years old, and I'm from Belgium, just like Lawrence. My hobbies are reading, writing, gaming, drawing, makeup, cosplay, that kind of stuff. And of course, learning about the paranormal. I think that quite describes who I am.
Yeah. Well, I am Lawrence. I am also 27. I'm born in 94.
93, bitch, here.
Okay, so I am also 27 at the moment. My hobbies, I don't really think that I have a lot of hobbies, but my weeks are always quite full, so I do have quite a bit of hobbies. I enjoy reading as well. I play the violin. I play a lot of tabletop RPGs and
yes,
tabletop games. Just regular games as well, I enjoy. I'm also very active with horses. I really like horses. I ride horses, and I mean, I'm always cleaning horses, cleaning stables, everything that comes with owning a horse.
You're a horse girl.
Yes. I think I am.
Yeah.
I really think I am.
I used to be.
Oh,
when,
you did?
I used to be a horse girl when I was... Before I became goth, I guess.
Goth? You're like goth?
Yeah.
Like the black clothes?
Yeah.
Black hair style?
Yeah.
I thought you were... Before you became a celestial being,
yeah,
called a god.
Yeah, before I became... No, not god, like goth. Goth. Before I became god.
Delusions of grandeur.
No, I was really into horses when I was little. I used to horseback ride as well. But yeah, I stopped. For no specific reason. I still would like to do it, but it's very expensive.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, I used to be a horse girl. Then I became goth. And now I'm...
No, I'm the horse girl.
No, you're the horse girl.
I'm the horse girl.
And I'm just me.
Okay. Why did we choose to make a podcast about the paranormal? Paranormal is just a small bit of what we are going to cover.
Yeah.
This podcast. But why did we decide to make a... Why did we decide to make a podcast?
Well, Lawrence, it was actually you who decided it.
Yeah.
And then asked me to be part of it. Which, I mean, it's only natural that I said yes, because I love the paranormal and true crime and everything we're going to talk about. I really love researching about it, so why not just turn my research, like, combine it with yours and make a podcast out of it?
What made me decide to start a podcast was I've been listening to podcasts for quite a while. the app that I use for podcasts actually puts me at 4,000 hours, which is a lot.
That's a lot.
That's, it is, and it's a bit sad actually, but it doesn't make me an expert on the subject of podcasts, but it does show that I'm very interested in podcasts. So I decided to, hey, why not try myself? And what's something that interests me? Because that's the first step you have to take. If I want to do something, what are we going to do it about?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, all things that, well, actually, my mother would call weird things. People who are interested in that are a bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something that an adult would be interested in.
Yeah.
That's what she would say. All those things, as in paranormal, murder.
True crime. Yeah.
Murder. Yeah.
If you say it like that, it's
yeah, okay. Might sound a bit... no, so all things that I think are interesting, I thought, hey, why shouldn't I just try to make a podcast about it?
Yeah.
But I won't do it alone, because I don't think that I'm that interesting to just listen to solo. So, ooh, something that sort of has the same interests as me, and this was you.
Really. Yeah, I'm a something.
Somewhat, did I say something?
You said who's something. I'm something.
Who's someone?
I mean, you know I'm something, but you can't tell the people that I'm something and it's something.
What I meant was, who's someone who would be interested in the same things as I am and who would be interested in participating in this podcast? And you were the first person I thought about.
No.
And you were also the first person who said yes. You were the only person who said yes. You
well,
were also the only person I asked.
Yeah, imagine having asked 5 people at the same time and they all said yes and you're like, oops.
Come here into this small room in my house.
Oh no.
Let's sit around with chairs, this computer.
No, I felt really honored when he asked me. I was like, whoa. That's something I would really like to do. That's like really nice. Again, I've thought about it as well, but you know, doing something by yourself is just kind of, you know, by yourself. I've been having a YouTube channel for a while, but to be honest, doing it alone is just it's just alone, you know.
Well, the language that we speak is Dutch, and in Dutch there is a common saying that is alone is just alone.
No.
Which means that when it comes around to it, everything's more fun with more people.
Exactly.
So, your YouTube channel, we've actually made a video together on your YouTube channel.
Yes, indeed, we did. It's been a while now. That was in 2019.
Was it in November, I think?
October, because
October.
I uploaded it for Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's for, especially for Halloween.
Yes, indeed.
Well, what did we do?
So, we went to the bunker of John McRae. So, for those who don't know who John McRae is, he was a Canadian medic in the army, but also a poet. And he wrote the famous poem, In Flanders Fields.
Yeah, the poem about In Flanders Fields, the poppies bloom.
Indeed, so
bloom.
That was in Ypres. I don't know if Ypres has an English
Ypres.
Name.
So
it's
just called
Ypres. Ypres. Okay. So that was in Ypres, so the bunker is also in Ypres. And we went to visit it. And
together with a friend of
yeah,
you?
Yeah, together
yours?
With Jana! Shout out to Jana!
Shout out. Episode 0, shout out!
So we went together with our friend Jana.
Yeah.
And we got some things.
Yeah, it was dark. It was,
yeah.
I think, about 10 at night.
Yeah, 9 or 10 in
I mean,
the evening.
We walked around there for quite a while. I think
quite
we
few
were
hours,
there like
yeah.
an hour or two.
Yeah, 2 or 3 hours.
We actually
like
were
that.
There quite a long time.
Yeah.
And the bunker is publicly available for anyone to visit.
Yeah, so we weren't trespassing or anything.
No, it was not.
But we were the only ones at night. I mean,
yeah.
It's not a place you go to visit during the late hours normally.
It is said to be one of those places in Belgium that's haunted.
Indeed. So I actually found it on the internet in a list, the top 10 list of haunted places in Belgium. And I was like, oh, this is actually not so far from where we live, so why don't we just go and check it out? So on the internet, it's said that the ghosts of both John McRae as well as Alexis Helmer, which was his friend, who was killed during the war. And he was also the inspiration for the In Flanders Field poem. So it is said that their ghosts were,
rumored to still be there.
Be there, and that there were sightings of these ghosts. So obviously I wanted to go and check it out, see if we could actually see a ghost.
What would you say happened? Did we see anything in your opinion?
We didn't really see any ghosts, but we definitely heard some things.
Yeah.
So just to sketch like a situation here, we have Lawrence, who is more of a skeptic, and then
I would call myself a skeptic.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really think that anything paranormal happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't believe in the paranormal. I'm not really open for anything paranormal. That would be a bit weird of me to say. But I believe that a lot of things that people would say is paranormal, like hauntings and apparitions and things along the same lines, I think most of them are tricks of the mind.
Mm.
As in, we don't really understand the brain and the minds correctly. So I think those are, you could classify them as tricks of the mind.
Yeah. So then there was Jana, who is a believer, but also skeptical in a little way.
Yeah.
And then there's me, who's also a believer, but also like a skeptic. So the moment you hear a sound, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a ghost. But the things that we heard that night definitely, I don't know. I just, they're, to me and Jana, they were real. I mean, I'm just saying. So what happened was, I have an app. So normally you use a spirit box, but I don't have that because it's expensive. But there's an app who basically does the same thing. So we used that. And I asked, what is your name? And it answered John. But okay, John is a pretty common name. Like, it could be interpreted. How do you say that? Interpreted.
It's also a very small name.
It could be a sound, but okay, it was pretty weird. But what I heard when I was editing that video was, there wasn't only the name John, it also said Alexis. And Alexis isn't a name that you hear every day. It's not a word that you can just come up with. So to me, that was pretty much, maybe not proof, but I don't know, just something. Like, I believe they were there.
It made the whole experience more believable.
Yeah. And then let's play the sound of the video, like right here.
Can you give us, you can talk through this device. You can say anything you want. Is it at all okay? Hello? Can you tell us your name? Is it John? Is it John? Oh my god, okay.
That's a big problem, I think, with a lot of shows that do about EMP readings. No, how is it called?
Shadow box?
No, yeah.
EVP sessions. Yeah.
So I think a lot of problems with shows that do EVP sessions and where you can hear EVP recordings is that most of the time they say you can hear this.
And of course your mind is like, oh yeah, I heard that.
So
yeah,
that's something that's just close your eyes, listen to the sound, see what you think.
So yeah, let us know what you thought of that. To me, it's clearly John and Alexis.
I think from the whole experience at the bunker, I didn't really feel anything weird. I mean, most of the time people say when they go to haunted places, you feel cold. And I mean, we felt cold, but it was also October. And it was
also
10 at night. So
yeah,
it's normal to feel cold. But I didn't feel any weird cold.
No, I didn't feel like, there was indeed one of the rooms in the bunker that was really a lot colder than the other rooms, but there could be a reason behind it. But I didn't feel like, oh my god, there's ghosts here, like, either. But, I mean, it could be, you know, not necessarily a ghost as in a ghost, but it could be a memory, that an energy that is still lingering there, you know? Their names, you know, just coming through the app, the EVP. I think something like that could definitely be real. But there was something else that happened that night.
Yeah, and that's something... I was... Most of the time I was filming the video. Which is not that bad. It wasn't there to be camera talent, as to say. But most of the time I was filming, so I was pointing camera at you and Jana.
Yeah.
And I was with my back. I think my back was pointed to the entrance. So
yeah,
you guys were standing inside the bunker and I was standing close to the door, with my back to the door.
I think so.
And I heard a footstep. Let's be honest, we heard
a
footstep.
We all heard it.
It was like someone with a heavy boot who placed his foot down really hard, which in itself is weird, but also you guys immediately said, "Wow, did you hear that? Did you hear that?" And I heard it as well.
Yeah, you heard it as well. And so, you know, we thought maybe there's someone actually outside telling us that we have to leave, that we can't be there this late at night, you know? So we just kind of prepared to go outside and confront this person, like, "Oh, I'm sorry," or whatever. But yeah,
once we
went outside, there was no one.
I mean, I always try to rationalize everything. There was a tree there with overhanging leaves. Could it have been the wind that moved the branch against another branch? Something that made a bit of a breaking noise, something along those lines?
It sounded like... For those who live on the countryside, or for those who live in Bruges as well, you know, those old stones, like from the Middle Ages, like those old stones on the ground.
Cobblestone streets.
Yeah. Well, that, if you wear a heavy boot, like a combat boot or even a farmer's boot, it makes a very specific heavy sound. And that is exactly what we heard. Like those boots on the cobblestones.
I can try to rationalize it. I don't really have a great explanation for it. It could be a most logical explanation. You also have to put in consideration the fact that it was cold, the fact that it was late in the year, the fact that it was late at night.
Mm-hmm.
Also that we went there half expecting to see something.
Of course.
We weren't in the exact state of mind that we are at this moment.
Yeah, that's true. But still, I know that...
It was an interesting and a fun trip.
Yeah,
that
was true. But I definitely believe that there's something out there. And something paranormal, like I said before, doesn't necessarily mean a ghost in its full presence. It could be the energy of something that happened that is still lingering there, like a memory. I feel like those kind of stuff is also paranormal and is definitely possible in... my opinion.
But you have also experienced other paranormal stuff.
I have experienced other paranormal stuff. Not a lot. And some of it I can explain now that I'm older. But there are things that I just really can't explain. And I'm just like, I have no clue the fuck.
Can you give us an example?
So I think the most recent experience that I had was after I bought a secondhand closet. Closet? Drawer?
It's more of a wardrobe.
Not really a wardrobe.
It's the furniture itself, so
like,
probably like a closet.
Yeah, something, a furniture, a piece of... I bought a second hand piece of furniture from the thrift shop. And like we had been living in our house for about a year and a half before I bought that. Or even 2 years. And nothing has ever happened. Like I had never had a spooky feeling in my own house. When we bought this closet, all of a sudden... we start hearing noises, like really weird noises, and...
Like what? Like someone walking around or just like scratching? Or...
Yeah, like knocks and point. We heard, it was as if the dogs were walking. So we have three floors and we are mostly on the middle floor, the second floor. So we heard what was like our dogs walking around on the third floor. So a floor above us.
Yeah.
They're not upstairs. They're literally in the same room.
Yeah. Couldn't
as
be
us?
Your dogs, because you were looking at your dogs.
We were literally looking at our dogs.
Yeah.
So that was really freaky. And then we also heard like random knocks in the middle of the night. Yeah, and just weird sounds, knocks, scratches. It could be the neighbors, but we've been living there for 2 years, so neighbors haven't changed. Why would they suddenly make so much sound? And why would we suddenly hear it? Because the houses are pretty well isolated. We can't even hear each other vacuum clean or anything. So what is going on?
A house always settles, so no, a house always makes noise.
Yeah, of course. There are the natural, like the noises that we know, like,
yeah,
oh, that's the
if
stairs.
If you live in that house for the amount of time that you live there, you would have recognized all the sounds that your house
yeah.
makes.
And it was just so many weird sounds, like unusual sounds, in such a short period of time that even my boyfriend, who is like 90% non-believer, was like, this is weird. This is really, really, really weird. And so I decided to do a cleansing. Yeah, go around with white sage, says a few words, asking the ghost to leave my house, like in a friendly manner, like, this is my house, can you please leave? So I went with white sage around the house, and after that, it stopped. And we never, ever had a paranormal experience in our house again.
So would you say it stopped immediately? Or
yeah.
Stop at the moment you
yeah, the
decided
moment
to do cleansing or whatever?
Yeah, it was done.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it wasn't necessarily an evil demonic presence or something, but there was something attached to that closet. Probably.
Okay.
Maybe it was just a rat, but yeah, who knows. And the rat was like, oh shit, this house is occupied. Need to move next door.
They have two killer dogs.
Whoops.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was something. That was definitely something.
Sounds scary. Just a scary thing.
Have you experienced anything here? In your house?
At the house that we live in now? No.
Yeah.
No, sadly no. I mean, I wouldn't say that we experienced anything. Send you a video of my lights doing
yeah.
weird stuff. But
that was kind of creepy.
It's also, my house is, I think, it was built in 1924, I think. So I think the house is almost 100 years old.
That's old.
Yeah, this is quite an old house.
Wow.
Could it just be bad electricity?
It could be.
And, I mean, it was...
It definitely could be.
Pretty impressive light fixture.
Yeah,
so,
it was quite scary. I saw the video.
I remember that I sent the video to you and you actually didn't believe me at first. You thought that I was jiggling with the light
yeah,
switch.
Yeah, yeah, well, obviously, yeah. If you do a video, it's so easy to fake stuff,
yeah,
you know.
It is. I've also... Did I send you a video of a door just opening randomly?
Did you?
I've told you that I have a door that opens randomly. The door to the bathroom downstairs.
Oh yeah, I think
to the
you
toilet.
Told me. Yeah, I think you
if
told
I
me that.
If
yeah.
I put it on a just a jar, it opens on itself.
What, if you open it on a jar?
If I leave it at a jar. If I don't close the door completely, it'll just open by itself.
Oh, okay. But that could definitely be the floor that the
yeah,
floor
it
like
is.
That's not.
It is.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it is.
There we go.
It's nothing paranormal.
There
like
we
it.
Go.
It's just the floor and...
Yeah.
And, like the walls. I think that there's a bit of a hole that makes
yeah.
a little bit of a breeze enter through there.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a breeze. It's like I'm living in a hut or something.
But yeah, we get what you mean. But yeah, indeed. A lot of these things are explainable.
Yeah.
But it's once you've run out of explanations, you're just kind of like, huh, well,
As a kid, I had a weird thing happen to me. I slept at my grandparents' place.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I think I was about 4 years old. I slept with my face towards the wall and with my back to the door and to the rest of the
mm-hmm.
room. And in the middle of the night, I woke up and I turned around and I saw two people standing in a doorway. One of them was a man. He was dressed in a old-timey suit, like a tuxedo. A woman
yeah.
was standing next to him in like a nightgown, white nightgown.
Hmm.
And I saw them, I looked at them, and I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
At the time, I thought, oh, that's my grandparents, they're going to bed.
Yep.
But they weren't my grandparents, they didn't look like my grandparents. So I just turned around and fell back asleep.
Hmm.
And the next day I thought, who are these people?
That's weird, that's scary.
Yeah.
That is really, because like when you're just like waking up, you're still half asleep. Yeah, you could be like, oh, it's just
also
no.
4 years old.
Yeah,
child's
really
imagination
young.
Is very big. Could there really be something there? Could have just been two people standing there. It could have been just my grandparents.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
what would be scarier, though, if those two people were actually ghosts? Of if they were actual people, but just not your grandparents?
Just two random people standing in a dark house in the middle of the night, looking at a child who's asleep.
No,
I prefer the ghost then.
Yeah, give me the ghost
too. Yeah, I prefer the ghost.
Oh my god.
I work for the Belgian Postal Service, which means that I have to wake up very early. I wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning to deliver newspapers.
That's early.
Well, you get used to it. It has happened twice that I've seen a woman standing in a dark house in a nightgown, looking down at me whilst I'm walking in the street, delivering newspapers.
No, you told me about that. You told me about that.
That's scary.
That's really scary. What is that woman doing at 4 or maybe 5 a.m.?
Yeah, it's probably just someone who woke up and just stood up from their bed and looked out of the window. But, I mean, at the moment, I felt the skin on my head.
Yeah.
Under my hair. Having goosebumps because I was so alarmed.
Yeah. I would be too. I would probably scream the whole street together. Yeah, that's just...
But
that's freaky.
But there's nothing paranormal about it. It's just someone waking up.
I hope so.
Yeah. Could be.
Could be.
Could
you
be paranormal.
Know.
Should have rang the doorbell and asked them.
Are
hey,
you
what's that? What's that woman doing there? This house there hasn't lived a person for 50 years.
Oh my god, imagine.
No, it'll just be someone waking up.
Yeah. And they're just like, oh hey, there's the mailman.
There's the mailman.
Hi, Mr. Mailman. And you're just like, oh my god, a creepy
old man. They didn't look for him. They didn't wave or they didn't look.
They were just standing there.
They were just standing there staring at me.
That's really creepy.
Yeah, just the staring was...
They could at least give you a wave, you know?
Yeah. I gave him a wave.
Well.
Well, that's out of instinct.
Well, now they're just rude.
Yeah.
Rude ghosts.
Rude ghosts.
Oh, man. When I was a kid, I always used to sleep with a
Night light.
Because I was really scared of the dark. And at one point in the night, I woke up and I saw shadows dancing above that night lamp.
So the night, it was a physical lamp, it wasn't a small light that you plug into the wall?
No. It was a round lamp. Yeah, something like that. With
I pointed at a lamp that's standing on a nightstand.
Bottom part of the lamp was just like a round thing, and then the upper part, the lamp shade, was from the Klokkenluider van de Notre Dame.
Yeah, the Hunchback of the Notre Dame.
Yes, that, thank you. And I remember it so I think it was
Quasimodo?
I think so. It's such a long time ago. I was really little. And above that, there were shadows, like three shadows dancing in a circle. And of course, like, I was really scared as a kid, but it also felt kind of like I was a little afraid, but it didn't make me feel super scared, you know? It was like they're just there and it's okay. That's kind of the feeling it gave me. And when I grew older, I was like, you know, maybe it were just insects, you know, around the lamp, and that was their shadow. Yeah. But when I really think back at it, like how I remember it, they were just too big to be insects. Like they had to be monster insects to give that kind of shadow. I mean, of course, the shape of the shadow is something I could have imagined because I was a kid, but it was really like, it was like almost like Casper the Ghost. It was like a round shape, but like almost pointy. I'm not sure if I remember that correctly, but I just don't know what insect would have that kind of shape, you know?
Yeah.
And there were no wings. Like, I didn't see any wings. And there were three of them, and one was bigger, and then it was a little smaller one, and then even the last one was a little smaller even, and they were just dancing around in circles around that lamp, and they were just doing that.
And then you just fell asleep.
Yes, then I just fell asleep again. It, like I said, it didn't feel super scary. Like, it scared me in a way, because, like, what the fuck was that? But it didn't feel very scary, you know. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah,
yeah,
I understand.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand.
So yeah, I just fell asleep, and it happened a few times, but then it just stopped.
Ooh, it happened a few times.
Yeah, I think so. I, like, that's what I remember. It happening a few nights in a row.
A few nights in a row?
Yeah. That's why it was so weird.
Okay.
But it was really little. Like, maybe it was two nights, three nights. I really don't remember.
Okay.
I must have been, like,
it's been too long. It's
4 or 5 years. I don't
yeah.
know.
So, another question. What do you believe in? I mean, what are you... What's your whole take about... I mean... Just put it generally, about the paranormal, maybe about religion.
Yeah.
What's your whole belief system?
So, when it comes to ghosts, I believe in ghosts, in a way. So, I have this theory. It's just a theory, of course. But I think, like, they can be a memory, which is why you can't always interact with them, because they're not necessarily conscious of you.
They're more like a playback of a
yeah,
something
like,
that happened in
for
the past.
For example, a loop or a memory, a playback,
mm.
yeah. It could also maybe be a parallel universe, like another plane, like mixing with ours,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I play Dungeons and Dragons, I know what planes are.
Yeah, so, okay. So, you know, these two like worlds mixing into each other, like we kind of get a glimpse of them, they kind of get a glimpse of us, but not really, like, those kind of things. I feel like I just really think something like that exists.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it has to exist. Then I do think that maybe there are ghosts who are maybe old enough or strong enough to actually interact with us and communicate with us, but I do feel like something like that is kind of rare. But maybe, yeah, maybe they are strong enough to move things.
But it should be rare, because...
It doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah.
So.
And there's a lot of dead people.
Yeah, indeed.
Let's be honest, in the history of mankind,
a lot of people
have died.
Indeed. But I do also believe in reincarnation. So I do think that when we die, I feel like there's an energy that is freed. And that is the part that gets reincarnated. And sometimes, you know, it gets stuck. For example, you know, the typical things like unfinished business, or maybe there are other things that we just don't know of yet. I do think all those kind of things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they true? I don't know. I there's no way to prove it, but
mm-hmm.
I feel like that is something that could be true.
Are you religious?
It depends on how you see religion, I guess. I would say no, because I do not believe in a god. But I do believe in what I would call Mother Nature, not a being with a consciousness or something, or how do you say that? But just like the energy of the earth. I definitely believe that the earth has an energy because it's a living thing, just like us. And I do call myself a witch. You were waiting on that.
Yeah, I was waiting on that.
So yes, I am a witch. I am part of a coven, and yeah, we do magic sometimes together. Magic does not include making objects fly or creating fire from our
hands. You don't have a wand you cast spells?
No, it's not Harry Potter, sadly. Would be cool, but that's not how it is.
You would tell me if that was the case, right?
Absolutely not. No, magic for us is the energy of the earth that we use for protection, healing, for like insight in certain things. That is what we call magic. It's of course a lot more complicated than that, but yeah, I'm not gonna like spend the whole episode on it.
You do rituals?
When I'm together with my coven, we do rituals. Sometimes, like, we haven't done many yet. So that's when we call upon like the earth, the elements, for extra power and more energy, so that, you know, whatever we want to do, yeah, will stronger, basically, and will definitely work.
Then
I guess.
And then you'll slaughter a goat then.
And then we slaughter.
And bathe in its blood.
And yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's not what we do! No, so we just create a circle, call upon the elements, just say words that we want to say, like if we have prepared something, meditate for a while maybe.
You burn herbs from them?
Yeah, burning herbs,
yeah.
Lying tarot cards,
reading
tarot cards. So sometimes, yeah, burning herbs. Sometimes we read tarot cards. It can be anything really, but it's very like specific or very, how do you say that? It can be so much, it's really hard to explain in
a few
phrases.
There's not really guidelines on it.
No. Well, there are guidelines. There are a lot of different types of witchcraft. So once you get into more religious types of witchcraft, there are more guidelines. For me, I only have one rule, and that's basically not to use magic to harm others. So that is for me the most important rule, because yeah, I believe in karma, so if I do that, I don't know, it will come back to me eventually. So yeah, but for the other things, like, I don't really have rules.
How big is your coven?
We consist of 4 people.
So you and 3 others?
Yes.
Okay.
Me and 3 other women. But it could be men as well. It just happens to be women.
You say tarot. Do you lay the tarot? Is it something you do?
It's something I'm practicing, yes. So I'm not really good at it yet. But yeah, I'm learning about it. So, but I always need to carry my book. Like my
which
book
explains
where, that explains the card, because don't ask me what the Queen of Cups means. Like right now, I have no clue. I don't know.
Queen of Cups?
For example, there's so many cards.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm learning. I'm like a newbie. Like I have been doing this for such a long time and I still call myself a newbie.
Could you ever call yourself a master in?
I think when I'm 50. That's my goal. When I'm 50,
yeah.
I feel like I can
be
a high priest or
you're
something.
Single and
I'm not
15
gonna,
cats.
I'm not gonna be single. I hope that I'm married by then. Jeez.
Married,
yes.
In the church?
No, absolutely not. The Satanist church? No, I'm not,
no,
true. I'm not a Satanist.
Church of Satan.
Like Sabrina. No, we also have 8 Sabbats, so 8 holidays that we try to celebrate together. But yeah, that's been kind of difficult because of COVID.
You get off from work?
No.
Stupid question. I know it wasn't. I knew you weren't getting off from work.
Sadly, no. So with these 8 Sabbats, we celebrate things like, for example, the changing of the seasons, and other things like
important.
Yeah.
Like, Halloween, probably one of them.
Yeah, Halloween is called Samhain. Christmas is actually Yule and celebrates the winter. So those kind of stuff. But yeah, being a witch, I've explained what it is to me now, like very shortly. But ask another witch, you might get a completely different answer. It's not a religion, like it could be, like I said, it could be a religion, but it's not something that is like this
it's
and
not,
this.
Not standardized.
No. It's very open and free to take it
like
your way. And
Catholicism is Sundays. You go to Mass.
Yeah, indeed.
You pray this way.
Yeah.
You make the sign of the cross.
Indeed. Like, there are a few basic stuff that is just has just been there for 100 years. For example, the meaning of the pentagram, like the elements, like water is this, that, and that. Tarot cards are that. That's all basic stuff. But besides that, it's so free, and that's what I really love about it. Just being so free about it, having it as a part of my lifestyle, even though I need to kind of work on that. Like, sometimes I have days, weeks that I don't really do anything witchy, I guess. But yeah, slowly but steadily, it will become a part of my life. That is, you know, I'd like to. And that's my short, very, very short explanation about witchcraft. So yeah, any more questions?
Well, I have a bunch more questions, but I think that our listeners might have a bunch of questions as well.
You can always ask them. I also have a video which is in Dutch though.
Maybe our listeners should just write those questions down and send them to us. They can also find us at theycomebeforedawnpod@gmail.com. So pod is just POD.
Yes. Or send a DM on our Instagram,
Twitter,
which is also called
Twitter, Facebook.
Do you already have a Twitter?
Yeah, we do have a Twitter.
Wow, we have a Twitter.
Yeah, we are.
Dang, you can reach us on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
Or on Facebook, and it's all called They Come Before Dawn.
Yeah.
So
how about mythology? Are you interested in mythology?
I am definitely interested in mythology, but I don't know anything about it. I mean, I know some things.
You probably know, like, the pantheon of the gods, the Greek religion. Like Zeus and Poseidon.
I know
those guys.
I know something about it.
Yeah.
Medusa? That's Greek, right?
Medusa, yeah.
Yes.
Medusa. But she's not a god. But it's a mythology. She's a mythological being, creature.
Medusa. I know Medusa. I like Medusa.
Yeah.
Voila.
Who's Medusa?
Shit. So, I don't know if she's a god or like a devil or considered a witch or something.
No, she's a
creature.
She's, I think,
just
the
like creature. Okay.
Child of Poseidon and... I think Poseidon and a mortal woman.
I have no clue. But yeah, she has the snake hair, and if you look at her, you turn into stone.
Correct.
So
slain by the hero Perseus with a shield shown like a mirror.
Uh-huh. I have no clue. No clue.
If someone looks directly at Medusa, they transform into stone.
Yeah.
But Perseus kind of took like a...
Oh, like
shortcut.
If you look in the mirror.
Yeah, he used
like,
a shield that was shown to be he could see his reflection. So he looked into the shield, which wasn't directly at Medusa.
Like Hermione Granger in Harry Potter and...
Yeah, but she got petrified.
Yeah, but not killed.
Yeah,
It was a little different, but she was not killed. You know?
Okay, but the principle is the same. You're right.
Yeah.
I have been interested in mythology since I was... I think I was 8 years old. One of the first books I read was a book about mythology. It was about this big. And
that's like...
Nobody's gonna see this because it's an audio format, but I'm putting my fingers at interspaces of about 10 centimeters? No.
10? That's 3 or 4 centimeters.
3 or 4? 10! No, 10 is big. No, let's say 5.
That's a book that is 10 centimeters wide is like the...
Yeah,
thickest book ever.
Okay. Maybe it was, it was a big book. At the time, I was just a child. I read, I would say, all of mythology, but that's not correct. It's not possible to read all of mythology. I read a lot of mythology, and I've been interested in it ever since. I really like Norse mythology. I think the way the Norsemen, the Vikings, looked at mythology is... It's so different from what we know.
Yeah.
It's so... We know God, and we know Jesus, and how he came to earth as the Son of God, and how he helped the poor, and helped the sick, and that's not what the Vikings did. That's not even what the Greek did. But the Vikings really believed in some crazy, crazy wacko stuff.
Yeah. I don't know, I watched Thor, and that's basically where my... Oh, no, I actually watched Vikings as well, a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I know...
A few names.
That's it.
When they say Odin, that Odin's like Zeus, but for Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
Odin's
the
old father.
Yeah.
And you know Thor, of course.
I know
as
Thor.
As a hammer-swinging, lightning-wielding superhero.
Oh, yeah, I know Thor.
Loki,
best Avenger character.
They're not brothers.
They're not?
No, Loki and Thor are not brothers.
Oh.
In mythology.
Dreams crushed.
Dreams crushed. Yeah, like Loki had 3 children.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he had the wolf Fenris.
A wolf.
Yeah.
Okay.
The wolf Fenris. He had Jormungandr. It's a snake that circles the world.
Oh.
It's a serpent that circles the world.
Great.
And he also had a daughter named Hel.
Oh, from Hela.
No.
Oh.
Just from Hel.
Hel. Okay.
Yeah. She was a.
That's.
She became the ruler of.
Hel.
Hel. The goddess Hel was ruler of Hel.
A woman ruled Hel?
Yeah.
I like that.
Like Valhalla. You know what Valhalla is? Have
yeah,
you heard
like.
Valhalla?
That's like heaven for the Vikings, right?
Well, sorta. Valhalla is Odin's hall in Asgard. Asgard is a realm of the Aesir, and the Aesir is what we call the Norse gods.
Oh, okay.
So Odin had his hall where half of all people who died valiantly, so died in combat, half of them went to Valhalla, which was Odin's hall, where they prepared and they trained for Ragnarok.
Oh.
I think actually Ragnarok is... And all of Norse mythology, I think Ragnarok is one of the most interesting myths.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know what Ragnarok is?
Just from the movie?
Yeah. Well, a lot of things that they use in the Marvel movie, like the Surtur, which is the giant fire being.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
That thing.
That's a Jotnar.
Oh.
Is am I correct? It's a Jotnar? No, it's not a Jotnar. It's a fire giant. Well, Jotnars was the Jotnar lived in Jotunheim, and those were Jotunheim was the world of the giants, the home of the giants.
Yeah.
There was also Muspelheim. Muspelheim is where the fire giants live. So, like a different kind. And Surtur was one of the fire giants who played a big part in Ragnarok.
Oh.
Yeah. He didn't escape his prison in Asgard to slay Thor's sister. That's not something that happened, or probably not in that capacity.
Yeah.
But when you look at mythology, you always have to have a basic understanding of what's happening. So in Norse mythology, there were 9 worlds. The Vikings believed that all the 9 worlds were separate.
Mm-hmm.
They were encircled by the world tree Yggdrasil.
Oh yeah, I have heard of that.
So a huge tree called Yggdrasil is what the Norse, the Vikings used to travel from world to world.
Mm-hmm.
You have Asgard, which I already explained, is the home of the Aesir. You also have Midgard, it's the land of men. So we live on Midgard.
Yeah.
It was made from the body of a giant called Ymir.
Oh.
I think Ymir is actually Odin's grandfather.
Oh.
Yeah, Odin's part giant. Thor is also part giant.
Oh.
Yeah, Odin's half giant, and I think Thor is 3/4 of a giant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
No. They made, from the body of Ymir, they made Midgard. And as I said, Jormungandr, serpent and circles, Midgard. There's also Vanaheim, which is the home of the Vanir, which is like a subgroup of gods. The Aesir and the Vanir had a war, a huge war, the Aesir-Vanir war, which the Aesir won, which is also the reason they live on Asgard.
Huh.
And but they're still on good terms, the Aesir and the Vanir. There's Alfheim, it's the land of the elves and the fairies.
Oh.
Svartalheim, which is the home of the dwarves.
Oh.
Or
okay.
Otherwise called the Dark Elves.
Oh.
Yeah, dwarves are dark elves.
Oh.
Craftsmen. And they made Mjolnir, Thor's hammer.
Oh.
They were made by the dwarves. The dwarves were always looked down upon in a Viking mythology.
Yeah.
But they made huge weapons, and like Thor's hammer
is
made by the dwarves. I think I've heard a tale about a Viking whose arm was cut off, and a dwarf replaced his arm with a sword.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice. They're underappreciated.
They're really underappreciated. Then you have Nilfheim, which is a huge world of ice. It's a primordial realm, which means that it's just a huge plane of ice. As is Muspelheim, where the fire giants live, is also a primordial realm of fire. And the Norsemen believe that Muspelheim and Nilfheim were the first two worlds, which together created the other world.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice, and then, okay, yeah.
And then Hell, of course.
And then there's Hell.
Yeah. Hell, which was the realm of the dead. It's where the, everyone who didn't go to Valhalla, or the other part, because I said that half of them went to Valhalla.
Yeah, yeah.
The other half, Valhalla is Odin's hall,
mm-hmm.
but Freyr also had her hall, which is Folkvanger. And Folkvanger
mm-hmm.
is where the other half of them went.
No.
Really don't see the purpose of it, why they have a split. But
okay.
But Freyr is, she is one of Vanir. This was part of the Vanir Aesir War. They decided that a couple of Vanir got to live with the Aesir. We were like special Aesir.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
And then Jotunheim, of course, is where the Jotnar lived, the giants. They played a huge role in Ragnarok.
More giants.
Yeah, giants. Just giants.
Jotunheim is where Loki in the movie came from, right?
I think he was... Was he the Ice Giants? Weren't the Ice Giants something? I don't think that in... Yeah, it probably was Jotunheim. And they said that Loki was part Ice Giant.
Yeah.
But I don't think that Ice Giants are a thing in Norse mythology.
Oh. Yeah, because I know the term Jotunheim.
Yeah, Jotunheim.
From the movie.
Yeah.
So I just guess that
Loki's... Jotunheim is where Thor actually spent a lot of his time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, slaying giants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just going
slaying
there and
giants.
Whacking some giants.
Why? Did they do something wrong?
Probably.
They better, otherwise you can't just
well,
giants.
I know part of it is the fact that Odin foresees Ragnarok. Odin knows that what happens at Ragnarok, the whole events of it, he has foreseen it.
Oh.
And he knows that the Jotnar play a big part of it, which is probably why his son, Thor, decides to start whacking some giants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ragnarok actually begins when three roosters start crowing. There's the crimson rooster Fjallar, who crows in Galkfjör in Jotunheim.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the golden rooster called Gylingambi, who crows to the Aesir in Valhalla, which
mm-hmm.
is on Asgard. And there's also a third unnamed red rooster who crows in Hel. So, this is a short version of Ragnarok. I know I've been talking for I think about 20 minutes about Ragnarok itself, but Ragnarok happens over a expanded period of time. I'm going to explain it as it happens all at the same time in a moment.
Mm.
The tree Yggdrasil starts shuddering, which makes serpent Jormungandr furious, he starts moving a lot and makes a bunch of waves because he's on Asgard. No, he's not on Asgard, Midgard. He's on Midgard.
Oh.
Which starts, tsunamis and makes sure
that
the
okay.
world starts expanding by just water everywhere.
Oh.
The fire giants, they all come forth from Muspelheim. The giant Hymir, he comes forth with his legions of Jotnar from Jotunheim. Odin then assembles all his legions in Valhalla, comes forth with them, and every warrior in Valhalla has been trained for this day. This is what they train for. They die.
Oh.
Some, just a Viking dies honorably in battle, and they go to Valhalla. They believe they go to Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the Valkyries escort them to Valhalla.
Oh, okay.
And then they train there. And they train. They all sort of know that they'll train for the end of the world, because Odin tells everyone about Ragnarok.
Oh, okay.
And everyone knows about Ragnarok,
okay,
but nobody
knows.
Believes Odin.
Oh, but isn't he like...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's the Allfather. You don't have to believe.
Okay,
him.
Then. Okay.
So they don't believe that Ragnarok's gonna happen, but they train for it anyway. And so they come forth from the halls. Also, Freyr's Hall is also emptied, so all warriors start fighting. A great battle ensues, in which Odin is swallowed by the giant wolf Fenrir, so Loki's son.
Oh yeah, yeah. Right. I was thinking,
yeah.
Like, where do I know
Loki wolf? Plays a big part in Ragnarok, because he's Loki killed Baldur.
Who's Baldur again?
Baldur. I haven't told you about Baldur yet.
Okay.
Baldur is the son of Freya and Odin. So he's a brother to Thor.
Oh.
And Baldur was invincible.
Well,
he could be killed by anyone. When Baldur was born, Freya made every single thing in the known universe swear to not harm her son Baldur. And when I say every single thing, I mean she went to iron, just the concept of iron, and she made it swear that it wouldn't harm her son. Everything, every being, every man, every...
Oh.
Nothing could harm Baldur.
Okay.
Except the mistletoe. The mistletoe was so small that Freya didn't think it was important.
Oh no.
And one of the pastimes in Asgard was to harm Baldur, so everyone just beats Baldur up. But
no.
It doesn't matter, he couldn't be harmed.
But okay, but poor
but
Baldur.
Loki made a spear made of mistletoe.
Oh.
And he gave it to, I don't really remember his name, he's also a god, Nasir, who was blind. And he told him to throw the spear at Baldur, which killed him.
Oh no.
And as a punishment, Odin shackled Loki in a cave somewhere with a giant serpent above him, and the serpent dripped venom.
Ooh.
On him. A venom that was caused excruciating pain. Loki's wife actually used a bowl to catch the venom. So, but the bowl isn't infinite, so once the bowl's full, she would empty the bowl, but the venom kept dripping. So, at some times, Loki was still harmed by the venom.
Yeah.
Which caused him to shake his shackles and be very furious and make a lot of ruckus. Caused earthquakes.
Question there.
Yeah.
So his wife.
Yes.
Is in the cell with him.
It's a cave, yeah.
Or in the cave with him.
Yeah.
Can't she just release him?
No, because the bonds were made by dwarves. And the bonds are unbreakable.
And she can't kill the snake?
I mean, she could. I don't know why she wouldn't. It probably is not allowed by Odin. It is a punishment. He killed Odin's son.
Yeah, okay, but I mean, he's a bad guy, I guess. Loki's
yeah,
a bad guy.
He's not actually. He's sort
yeah,
he's, of not.
He's not
a trickster.
Yeah, okay.
He's the trickster god.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
So when Loki eventually frees himself, I don't know how he did that, but he frees himself.
Oh, okay.
And he also frees his son, Fenrir.
Oh, yeah.
Because Fenrir plays a huge role, and he swallows Odin whole, which kills Odin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit.
Odin is dead. But Vjor, which is another son of Odin, avenges.
Jesus.
Yeah. They all have like 10 sons and daughters.
Oh,
and so Vjor is
yeah.
another son of Odin. He avenges Odin by, I believe, holding Fenrir's jaws open and then stabbing him through the heart from the inside.
Ew.
Yeah. Thor is fighting Jormungandr, the giant serpent that circles Asgard.
Midgard.
Ah, Midgard.
Ah!
Correct, yeah. You're paying attention.
I am.
So, the giant serpent that circles Midgard is killed by Thor, but he is so tired of the whole, I mean, he's so exhausted by fighting a snake that literally circles the world. It must be a huge serpent.
Yep.
He can only take 9 steps and then he collapses there. So Thor is also dead.
Oh.
Yeah. Freyr fights the fire giant Surtr and she loses, so Freyr's dead as well.
Oh shit.
After which people flee their homes, the sun darkens, the earth sinks into the sun and stars vanish. Steam rises, flames touch the heaven. I mean, apocalypse. Just a whole image of apocalypse.
Yeah.
After the whole apocalyptic event, the world is born anew.
Oh.
There are practically no Aesir. I think Thor's sons are still alive. There are a couple Aesir who are still alive, and together they try to rebuild after Ragnarok.
Damn. You just know all of this. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? That's insane. That's really cool, though. I mean, I literally know nothing about mythology in comparison to you.
Thor, he rode on a chariot drawn by goats.
By goats?
By goats.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh. And Odin had a horse that was a gift from Loki.
Oh.
I think the horse is actually also a son of Loki.
Oh.
Yeah. But the horse had 8 legs and moved like a spider.
That's creepy as fuck.
That's creepy as fuck.
That's really creepy.
There's so much about Norse mythology that's so
wacky. Who invented that? Who invented a horse with 8 legs that crawls like a spider?
Loki did.
Oh yeah, in the mythology. But someone invented the mythology, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
but whatever we know about Norse mythology and Viking culture, I always say Norse mythology because it fits better.
Mm, yeah.
But everything we know has been written after the Viking era. It was written by Christian writers.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So,
wait, so
can we be certain? Can we be certain that everything we know about them is correct? Probably not. Like hell?
Yeah.
Like what we know in Christianity about hell, how would you describe hell?
Well, they say Satan or Lucifer, which is the fallen angel, fallen son of God, is guarding it as a punishment because he loved humans more than God. So he had to go there, and people who are not good in life, they go to hell to burn and rot and...
So what is it's a?
It's like there are what 7 or 9 rings of hell, and like the middle is like the worst or something. And there are demons that guard each ring, something like that. So I just like how I imagine it is just like a giant, huge, like infinite space underground with darkness and fire and rocks, basically.
That's the image that we see as Christians if we speak of hell. Hell, in Norse mythology or in Viking mythology, is an ice-cold place where all the dead gather.
Oh.
Is that what they really thought? Or is it a Christian writer who says, hey, these guys live in a cold place. Their version of hell must be cold then.
Oh.
Let's just make it our version. But not hot, but cold.
Yeah, that could be, I guess.
I mean...
Is there a way to know? Like,
no,
there's no
there
way to know,
no, there
right?
Isn't. There isn't.
Oh.
Just always be skeptical about it.
Huh.
So the whole part about Ragnarok could not
could
be true. Could
not
be,
true.
A fiction. Some writer who decided to make a huge ending battle.
Damn.
Because when would Ragnarok ever happened? Has it happened?
Well, like in real life? I mean.
Yeah, I mean, if you believe that what they believed at the time, like just take a Viking in 900 BC.
Yeah.
No, AC after Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
yeah, AC.
Just a regular Viking who lived at that time. Would he believe that Ragnarok has already happened, or? Is Ragnarok still to happen?
I have no clue.
I mean, the story is.
I mean.
You know what happens at Ragnarok. But
yeah.
Has it happened? Or is it going to happen?
I guess it hasn't happened yet because, well, Christianity has its own version of the apocalypse that has never happened yet.
You do? You mean the rapture?
I'm not sure.
People who just go to heaven and leave their clothes behind? Is that the whole thing?
No.
No?
No.
No?
No, there's like, I don't know if it's really called like Christianity. It's like one of those sub-religions of Christianity.
Yeah,
that,
splinter of Christianity.
Yeah, that really believe the apocalypse is happening anytime soon now and they prepare for it, like that's all their life is like about. It's a thing.
You mean the cults? It's the Heaven's Gate.
It's not a cult.
Well, Heaven's Gate believed that.
Oh.
They were preparing for the end of the world, and then they killed themselves.
It's something similar, but they don't kill themselves, these Christians. Like, it's not a cult, they don't kill themselves. They live mostly a little separated from society. They're, like, mostly one family or something. I don't know a lot about it. I just heard about it.
They're just a version of Christianity where they believe that there is also an apocalypse.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But it has a special name, which is a normal one.
Every religion has a version of an apocalypse, the end of the world.
I guess. I mean, who says we aren't living it right now?
Ragnarok.
No, okay, that's really interesting. It's kind of crazy. It's like more stuff to think about. I'm like, my head is like, you know, I'm like, whoa.
I'm so sorry that everyone had to hear my tangent about.
You've been talking for 30 minutes or something. That's crazy. But it's okay, you know, why not? People get to know.
It's interesting,
right now,
and
yeah.
If our viewers want me to talk about Ragnarok in more detail, because I didn't tell anything about Ragnarok at the moment. No, we didn't say practically nothing. I just made the general outline of Ragnarok and that's it. But if anyone is interested in more mythology talk, I'm very interested in mythology.
I'm interested.
You're interested.
I'm interested. You better all be interested as well. It's happening. I think.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Mythology is one of the subjects I really wanna, maybe not such a big subject as Ragnarok, maybe just like, hey, here's a cool little myth. Why won't you talk about it now? And so, we've been talking for quite a long time.
We have.
Maybe we should wrap up.
Maybe we should.
My idea of the podcast would be that every episode is about a half an hour to an hour long. So put it about a half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, something along those lines, which is pretty big.
Yeah, I would even suggest 40 minutes still.
Yeah, 40
an hour
to an
and
hour.
A half, maybe,
oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
So let's just end there. I think our listeners have a better idea of who we are and what they can expect.
Yeah, indeed. I think so.
I really would implore you to send us an email, send us a DM on the social medias.
Yes.
Asking us any more questions if you're interested in questions. Maybe send us ideas.
Yeah.
What you want us to talk about.
Definitely. Share your paranormal stories.
Yeah, if you want us to share.
Yeah.
If you want us to share your stories, then we'll be perfectly okay with doing that.
Just make sure that you mention if you want to be anonymous or not,
yeah.
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, give us a follow
social
media, which is They Come Before Dawn on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and
find us on your favorite podcast app. You'll find us anywhere.
Indeed. And if you can, make sure to follow as well and give us a 5-star rating if you're listening on Apple Podcast.
Okay.
There you go. I think we have it. Lawrence, I think we have it!
We did it!
I think we have our first episode.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you. See you in the next one. Bye.
Next time on They Come Before Dawn.
There were men, women, and demonic creatures. They stole from the rich and gave to the poor. Sounds like Robin Hood, right? Well, not quite. They weren't just running around or riding horses. No. They were flying in the air on animals with black fur, long horns, red eyes. Creatures the devil himself gave them. In the next episode, we are talking about the Buchan Riders.